This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abayim to Kailal Agar de Perka, B'chol Makayim Sheyesh. Welcome everyone. Parshas Vayakel, Parshas Pekude. We're going to speak about a subject which is relevant to the Parshios at hand, but also the next level of this subject is relevant to Chodesh Nisan, but we're not quite there yet. Bezos Hashem, tomorrow there's a special Agra de Pirka Shir, national Shir at 12 p.m. Everyone's cordially invited. If I may remind you, if anybody would like to procure the Sefer on Pesach, Magid Rakia on Pesach, it is available in better bookstores everywhere, or you could order from our site, rabbidg.com, with free delivery. Parshas Vayakel, we begin with a statement in Parshas Pekude. Uvitzalel ben Uri ben Chur lamate Yehuda Vitzalel, the son of Uri, the son of Chur, of the tribe of Yehuda. Asa, he made, es kol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe, everything that God commanded Moshe. So, this pasuk, although it seems rather innocuous, but upon further analysis, if you dig a little deeper, there's something very troubling here. Bezalel did everything that God commanded Moshe, but it sounds like he didn't do everything that Moshe commanded him. Because Bezalel never spoke to God. Bezalel, how do we know that? Because he wasn't a prophet. Bezalel wasn't a Navi. You could look in Rashi, Masechta, Megillah, Daf Yedaleh. Rashi lists all the Nevi'im. Bezalel wasn't a Navi. He wasn't on the list. Maybe he had Ruach HaKodesh, but God didn't tell him anything. So what does the pasuk mean? Bezalel did everything that God commanded Moshe. Why doesn't it say Bezalel did everything Moshe commanded him? Did Bezalel change from what Moshe commanded him? And if he changed, then he got it right and Moshe got it wrong? What's the meaning over here? So Rashi on the spot comments, "Bezalel ben Uri ben Chor asa is kol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe, asher tziva oisai Moshe ein ksiv kan." It doesn't say that which Moshe commanded him. Ela kol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe, but rather everything that Hashem commanded Moshe. In other words, it does not say Bezalel did everything Moshe commanded him, but rather everything Hashem commanded Moshe. Afilu dvarim shloi amar loy rabbi. He did the things that God told Moshe that even Moshe didn't tell him. His schema daito l'mashenemar l'Moshe Mesinai. He figured out, he was mechavein to that which God said to Moses on Sinai. Ki Moshe tziva why? In other words, the Rashi setting up that Bezalel did what God told Moshe, even though Moshe didn't tell him. Ki Moshe tziva le Bezalel lasos tchila kelim. Moshe commanded Bezalel first to make vessels, v'acher kach mishkan, and then to make the mishkan. That was what Moshe told Bezalel. He said, "Hey Bezalel, let's have a meeting." Bezalel said, "What kind of meeting? A Zoom meeting or no?" Moshe said, "Face to face, no masks. I'll take off my." Moshe took off his mask. And Moshe said, "Listen, Bezalel, I want you to make the kelim, and then I want you to make the mishkan." Now Rashi in the parentheses points out this was not in terms of the command to donate. Because to command to donate, first we had the donations of the kelim. There Hashem commanded Vashas Truma, the kelim, and then the Urias. But Rashi says, regarding the command to build, Moshe told Bezalel, first you make the kelim, and then you make the mishkan. Amar loy Bezalel. Bezalel says, what are you talking about, Moshe? Minog ha'olam la'aseh tchila ba'yis achach meisim kelim b'soichai. You don't buy a living room couch. You don't buy plush chairs and then figure out which house you're going to put them in. Not a good idea to have a couch and not a house to put it in. That couch is going to get quite wet and sunburned. Not a good idea to buy silver candlesticks if you don't have a house to put it in. Not recommended. Says Bezalel, Minog ha'olam is first you make the home and then you furnish it. You don't furnish a non-entity. First you get the home and then you furnish it. Right? Many people, They're still working on the furniture. You know, furniture comes later. Like when you're a grandfather, maybe a great-grandfather, then you could start worrying about furnishing your home. The first thing is you have to have four walls. So, V'achakach meisim kel mesoicha. Amar loy, kach shamati mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, this is what I heard from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Amar loy Moshe, b'tzel kel ha-yisa. Moshe said, hey, that's what I heard from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Amar loy, kach shamati, because Moshe said, you're right, that's what Hashem told me. Oh, so Moshe says, b'tzel kel ha-yisa, you've been hanging out with the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're in the shadow of God. Ki bevadei kach tziva li HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein asa, that's what b'tzel did, ha-mishkan t'chila. V'yachar kach osa kelim. Now, this statement of Rashi comes from the Gemara Brachos Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmini Amar Rav Yonasan, Betzalel al Shem Chachmasai Nikra. Betzalel is called that because of his wisdom. B'shasha Amar Lai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Moses, Leich emer loy leBetzalel, asa leMishkan, aroin, v'kelim, when Hashem told to Betzalel, go make me a Mishkan, aroin, and kelim, so Moshe went, and he flipped it around. V'amer loy, asa aroin, v'kelim, a Mishkan. Amer loy, Moshe Rabbeinu, min hager shaloylam, adam boina bayis, v'achakach, machnes l'soychay kelim. The minog of the world is first a person builds a house and then they bring in kelim. Va'ata oimer asali aron v'kelim u'mishkan. Kelon shani oise lahechan achnisam. Where am I supposed to put the kelim? By the way, look in the Gemara it's mashma. Hashem told Moshe, make a mishkan, then make an aron and kelim. Moshe flipped it. And Betzal says, I don't understand Moshe. First, you build a house, and then you put the kelim in it, and you're telling me the opposite. Where am I supposed to put the kelim? Shema kach amar lecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asei mishkan aron v'kelim. Maybe, Moshe, you misheard. Maybe, God, maybe you're misrepresenting what you're telling me. But, in fact, the Ribbono Shel Olam perhaps told you, first make a mishkan, and then make the kelim. Amar loy. So Moshe said, you're right. Shema b'tzel kel ha-yisa. Maybe you were sitting in the shadow of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So this is a very difficult Gemara. Because from the simple meaning of the Gemara, it sounds like Betzalel understood better what God told Moshe, even more than what Moshe heard directly from God. Right? Because Betzalel was not a prophet. God never spoke to Betzalel. And Betzalel was not present when God told Moshe Rabbeinu the order. And Betzalel seems to have understood what Hashem told Moshe more than Moshe himself. Furthermore, from the simple reading of the Gemara seems to say that Moshe distorted what God told him, Chas v'shalom. That Hashem said, make a Mishkan and then make the Kelim, and Moshe flipped it. And these are all the questions addressed in the Sefer, Be'er Moshe, Arav Moshe, Yechiel, Halevi, Epstein, the Admar of Oizrav. I want to thank my good friend, Reb Leibish Becker, for sending me the set Be'er Moshe, who was his Zeda. So these are very important questions. What is the meaning of this statement of the Gemara that Betzalel had a deeper insight than Moshe, and did Moshe flip around what the Ribbono Shel Olam told him? Let's see the questions of the Be'er Moshe. He says, Havav in his boinein, Masha Pirish Rashi. Let's try to understand the comments of Rashi here. Asher tziva ink sivkan el kasha tziva Hashem as Moshe. Afilu dvarim shalai amar loy rabba yiskim moy daitai. That's Rashi quoting the Gemara. Says the Be'er Moshe, v'nei advarim hei muflaim me'itanu. These words are quite wondrous. Ki ketzad yitachin shebetzalel heven mashalai heven Moshe Rabbeinu. How is it possible Betzalel recognized, understood what Moshe did? And Vrashalai, come to Moshe. Firstly, there was never a prophet like Moshe. He was the only Navi who gave over Torah to his generation. Aaron did not teach Torah to Klal Yisrael as a Navi. The Ribbono Shel Olam did not relate Torah to anyone else other than Moshe in our history. And in that, Dar Moshe was certainly the greatest. And besides that, Betzalel wasn't even a prophet at all. Ela shezacha rak l'ruach ha-kodesh. He just merited the divine spirit, like the Medrash says, like the Zohar HaKadosh says, Uvitzalo haviyad v'lo haviyachal mekamlei. Vitzalo couldn't even erect the Mishkan. It was too heavy for him. V'chiyachalios avil eiza hava mina shemayshe ta v'il vitzal yamidu al tosai. Can we even conjure the notion that Moshe Rabbeinu mistakenly misunderstood Hashem? And Bezalel said, oh, I have to set Moshe straight out to Ma. It's impossible to say that. And Uvifrat Shebepshuta Imasha Ki'ilu Chalila Shina Moshe Imasha Shama Me'akadosh Baruch Hu. And especially, simply, it's Mashma, that Chalila Moshe deviated from what God told him. Says the Be'er Moshe, V'omnam la'amite shel davar, b'soifer sheleinu achiach Moshe Rabbeinu al v'sham tzedek. The truth is, Moshe got it right. Because we know that the Mishkan was completed on the 25th day of Kislev, but it did not go up until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is Sunday. But Bezalel had a hasaga of how to make it in the ideal world. That first you make a Mishkan and then you have Kalim. But the truth is, in terms of the way it went up, first the Kalim were there, and only then were the walls built. So it turns out that in the end of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu was correct. But this is certainly worthy of our analysis, our study. This should really capture your attention. Number one, did Bezalel know something Moshe didn't know? And number two, did Moshe switch? Why would he have done that? Here's another question. And I remember this question. One of the participants of our Young Israel Shir asked me this question about 10 years ago. Rabbi Yankel Bailish. Actually, the Sefer on Pesach is called Zichron Yaakov, is in his memory. And we were learning the pasuk of Mezayis HaBracha, and the pasuk says Ulo Levi Amar Tumecha V'Yurecha Liyishchasidecha. And Rabbi Yankel Bailish asked me the pasuk's backwards. It's called it's not called the Tumim V'Urim. It's called the Urim V'Tumim. Why does the pasuk say Tumecha V'Yurecha? And in fact, the Shlach Kadosh asks this question. It should say Urecha V'Tumecha, because by the way, even in terms of how it operates. First, there are two shemais, the Ramban says, in the Urim Batumim. One caused the letters to light up, and one causes the letters to combine. And first Urim, first the process of Urim, and then the process of Tumim. So this is backward. Why does it say Tumecha V'Urecha? Next interesting question. Twice in the Chumash, it talks about lighting the menorah. It talks about it in Tetzaveh, and it talks about it in Emor. And the Shachal HaTorah addresses this question. Oid v'yata tetzaveh lama chazar v'shana parshas Emor. Why, after talking about lighting the menorah in tetzaveh, does it talk about parshas Emor? V'oid kan amar v'yata tetzaveh. Why in tetzaveh says v'yata tetzaveh, and Emor says tzav. Here it says, b'oyo moid michus ha-brachat asher lo'edus. And there it says, Michutz la pareches o'edes b'oyal mayed. It flips it. Here it says, Ya'arech o'isei arun uvanav. And there it says, Ya'arech o'isei arun. It doesn't say uvanav. Here it says, L'doi roisam. And there it says, L'doi roiseichem. Here it says, Me'is b'nei Yisrael. There it doesn't say that. It says, Tetzaveh b'nei Yisrael. Why does it have to say, Me'is b'nei Yisrael? There it says, Ala menorah tohira. With a hey hayadia, and here it just says al menorah. Says the Shachal HaTorah, the reason why the lighting of the menorah is mentioned twice is one for the menorah of the Bayis Rishon, and one for the menorah of the Bayis Sheni. The menorah, the parsha of Emor is the Iker, that's referring to Bayis Rishon, and therefore it says hamenorah hatahira, which is referring to Bayis Rishon, which is made out of Zohav Tahar. And furthermore, Shlomo HaMelech made 10 menorahs, and he did not light them until the one of Moshe was lit. And therefore it says, Al HaMenorah, after the other menorahs were lit. And this explains all these discrepancies and changes in nuance between Parshas Tetzaveh and Parshas Emor. The only thing is, the Shachal HaTorah says, It's out of order. Why would it first say the menorah bayisheni in Tetzaveh and the menorah bayis Rishon in Emar? Says the Shachu Masha Hizker menorahs bayisheni koidem. The reason it mentions the menorah bayisheni first, ein muktam achma Torah. Number one, it's not a question. The Torah was not written in order. Now, I always get a little nervous from that. What do you mean the Torah is not written in order? Why not? I mean, when all things being equal, why not write it in order? But then the Shach gives another answer. You know what the other answer? Oy, Torah al derech tashrak nitna. The Torah was given tashrak. The Torah was given tashrak. The remez is, it says, kosis lamar. Kosis is chaf taf is 420. Yud taf is 410. The 420 of the Bayis Sheni was written before the 410 of the Bayis Rishon. Torah is given tashrak. So I saw that, and I said, I don't know what that means. What do you mean the Torah is given tashrak? It sounds like the tkiyos of Rosh Hashanah. True, tkiya, shvarim, trua, and then I don't know where the kuf is, but you know, kiddush, I guess. People, kuf is for the kiddush. But what's Torah tashrak nitna? And then I remembered, there is tashrak as the letters of the aleph base backward. When do we use the formula tashrak in davening? In musaf. Tikanta shabbos, rotzisa karbonai seha. We go backward. Tav, Shin, Reish, Kuf, Tzadi, Pei, Ayin, Samach. And for the first time, Marv Rabbeisai, I put Nusach Sfard on the Marv Mekaymus. V'gam ho evan dvar gedula bacharu, oz mi sinai nitztavu tzivu pala karoi. What does that mean? I put Nusach Sfard. Nusach Ashkenaz, Oz mi Sinai nitztavu aleha. And that's it. But Nusach Sfard is, Oz mi Sinai nitztavu tzivoy pa'aleha karoi. What is that? That means after we do the backward, the letters of the Aleph Beis backward, that Rizal says we have to do the final letters. So, Menatzpach, final Mem, final Nun, final Tzadi, final Pei, final Chaf. You ever realize that? Nusach Sfard gets in all 27 letters of the Aleph Beis. But anyway, the Torah Tashrak Nitnu. The Torah was given Tashrak. Tashrak are the letters of the Aleph Beis backward. This is a formula that we use sometimes. We use it most notably Shabbos by Musaf, as opposed to Shabbos by Shachris. Shabbos by Shachris, it's Aleph Beis forwards. God love it too. Anyway, no extra charge for that. Rav Amram, Rabbeinu Sadia, his chilu tefilazu. The Avud Raham says about this tefila Tikanta Shabbos that Rav Amram and Rabbeinu Sadia, they enacted this tefila of Tikanta Shabbos. It is not our minhag to say it. Says the Avud Raham, I don't want to explain it. But again, you see, this is not of the most ancient origin. However, it was enacted in the times of Rabbeinu Amram and Rabbeinu Sadia, in the times of the Goinim. The Avud Raham did not say it. However, the Torah writes, Uva Ashkenaz in Germany, Noegin Loimar Tikanta Shabbos, Umiyusadas ala Alpha Beta Shal Tashrak. The Tikanta Shabbos is founded on the Aleph Beis of Tashrak, which is Aleph Beis backward. And what is the significance of the Aleph Beis backwards? Al Shem HaGeula. The Aleph Beis backward is connected to the redemption of the Jewish people. The Chsiv, it says in Zechariah, Eshrika Lohem V'akabetzim. I will call upon them and gather them in. Eshrika Lohem V'akabetzim. Has anybody have an English translation of that word? Eshrika? Eshrika lohem va'akabetzeim perek yud pasuk ches. But the word eshrika, you look at that word, it's, you have the shin, you have the resh, you have the kuf. Eshrika lohem va'akabetzeim. The kibbutz galuyos is connected to the backwarding of the Aleph Beis. So we have the words, the Aleph Beis backward, and that is in connection to the coming of the Geula. In fact, the Shibboleth HaLeket writes, he says, Matsasi b'shem Rabbeinu Shloimeh, I found in the name of Rabbi Shloimeh, Lefika chumiyusa ba'alfa beta zu tashrak tsafas. Namely, Lefi shehi nishmas al hagula, it is mentioned and spoken in reference to the redemption. V'hagula asida lovei b'schosh mir Shabbos. Why do we mention the Aleph Beis backward in the Tefillah of Shabbos? Because since the Geula will come in the merit of Shabbos, kamad tema, like we say in Yeshaya, la'sarisim asher yishmeru haShabbos soisai. And then in the aftermath of the mention of Shmir Shabbos, it says, v'havi yoisim el harkochi. And it says, b'shuva v'nachas toishiyun. Tashrak is a lashon of Eshrika lohem akabtsim. Tzafas yitfu haharim osis. That stands for the mountains will drip with sweetness. Tzaf v'saf echadhu. Asher heitzif. Targum de Atif. Nimlach v'haya Hashem l'melech. Yitchazu yatu shechem echa l'oivdai. Ki ayin ba'ayin yachazu. Yovoi halav yasan v'yakiru alav chaverim. In other words, the Shibboleth HaLeket darshins that the whole Tashrak backward is written in connection to the future redemption of the Jewish people, including the coming of the Levyasan. On Shabbos, my daughter asked me, you know, Daddy, where is the Levyasan? So I was not able to answer that question. However, now we're learning. We're going to get it back one day. You know, nowadays you go to the fish store. What could you buy already? A salmon. You could buy Moroccan fish. You know? B'makoyim she'ein ish. A herring is oichet a fish. But what in the Asad Lava, you're going to have the Levyasan. And that's all alluded to in Tikanta Shabbos Ratzisa Karbonaisa. Fine. So, we have a number of backward things. Number one, Moshe Rabbeinu flipped around what God told him. God said, build a Mishkan and then make Kalim. Moshe flipped it. Number two, Tumecha v'yurecha liyish chasidecha. It's flipped around. Number three, the lighting of the menorah and the bayis sheni is mentioned before the lighting of the menorah and bayis rishon. Why? Torah tashrak nitnu. Number four, we have the musaf of Shabbos, tikanta Shabbos, tashrak. What is the meaning of all of this? Comes the holy shla hakadosh. V'hinini akdim hakdama. Says the shla, I would like to give the following intro. Ki loy kimidoysev shal hakadosh baruch hu midas basav adam. The midah of flesh and blood is not like the midah of Hashem. Eitzel Hashem yizbarach metchila hanistar v'yachar kach nimshach v'rtzoynei espashtos v'hizgalos. By God, first there is concealment, and then spread out in revelation. But by man, first you have to understand and recognize the clarity, and from there you can move on to the hidden. Meaning the way God operates is, first things are concealed, 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 and then they're revealed by man. He begins with his understanding of the revealed, and from there he could progress to that which is hidden. In other words, the way God operates is the polar opposite and the mirror image of the way things seem to our eyes of flesh and blood. The way we see things with our physical eyes is the exact opposite of how they occur in reality. This is what it means. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid. God is standing opposite us. If He's standing opposite us, His right side is on our left side. In other words, if someone is opposite you, so my right hand is by your left hand, and my left hand is by your right hand. You know, I give shiurim, I'm very used to Zoom, but occasionally once a month I give a shiur on a different venue. I think it's called Vimeo. And in Vimeo, it's like, it could drive you up the wall. Why? Because when I move my right hand on the screen, I see when I turn to the right, I see myself turning to the left on the other side. I need a month to get over that experience. It's very disconcerting. That's why I like Zoom. And Zoom, my right hand is my right, my left. I see myself. But there's a concept that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the polar opposite of the way things seem to our naked eye. It's Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi. One who is opposite their friend, their left side is corresponding to your right, and vice versa. The mashal is, if you have a tube, first in, last out. Says Ashla HaKadosh, spiritual levels, the spiritual level of Tumim is a higher madriga than the level of Urim. The level of Urim is the letters, and the level of Tumim are the words. So therefore, on the spiritual madriga, the words are higher to the source than the letters. They are more concealed. And from there, it becomes and branches out more revealed. So in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way it appears is Tumim V'urim. But from our vantage point, the Kohen is asking the Urim V'tumim. So he's asking first the letters, and then he needs to know how to put the words together. But at the root of it, in the heavens, in the Shamayim, at the source in spirituality, first comes the Tumim, and then comes the Urim. And therefore, Ulelevi Amar Tumecha V'urecha, Maimar Turecha V'urecha, that's regarding the Shechina. And that's why Rashi says, Tumecha V'urecha Klape Shechina. Rashi says this is in reference and in the context of the Shechina. And therefore, in the vantage point of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, Tumecha V'urecha. In fact, Rav Yaakov Memdin writes in his comments to the Siddur, V'hinei Omru Balei Apshat, the Balei Apshat say, She nisyased matbea zu b'roshei tevos tashrak al shem ha-ge'ula. That this formula of Tikanta Shabbos was formulated based on the redemption, like it says in Zechariah, Eshrika lohem v'akabitzem. So the question is, this seems very distant. What does Tashrak have to do with the Ge'ula? But this is a very major thing, says the Rabbi Yaakov Emden. There's a great shayrish in it. Because the Ge'ula is similar to the creation of the world. And as we're going to see, when God created the world, He created it with the letters of the Aleph Beis. We know God created the world by combining letters of the Aleph Beis. When God created the world, the letters of the Aleph Beis came to Him backward to create the world. And that's what's brought in the Hakdama of the Zayar. And likewise, the Asad Lavai, when Hashem will renew the world, it will be Me'ein Olam Haba, it will be Tashrak, Tashrak. So there's a concept that from the vantage point of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, things are backward than we see them. The same way we see what comes out of the tube, but God was the one who put it into the tube. God's system shows to us backward. The best analogy to this is found in the writings of the Vilna Gaon. Actually, I want to thank my friend Rabbi Aaron Subar, who told me he once spent a Shabbos in the Kahal Gavul Yavitz, Rabbi David Cohen Shul on Coney Island Avenue, and he spoke out the inyan of what is called Choysem HaMizhapech, the backward signet ring, which is basically based on the writings of the Gra. If you look in Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver on the Aderes Elyon Hazinu, he says these words, Besoid Tishapech Kachoymer Choysem. He turns over like a seal his signet ring. That's the words of Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver quoting the words of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says these words, Oy el ha-mezuzah, tashta dekra, gam ha-mezuzah k'sher aval halacha oy keres es ha-mikra. The simple meaning of the pasuk would allow for the mezuzah, but the halacha comes and uproots the simple meaning of the pasuk. And that is the case in most instances where the Torah is written one way and the Chachamim see it the other way. Like Chazal say, Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai, that the Pasuk could say one thing and the Chazal could read it backward. Why is that? V'hi mishapeches k'choy mer choysam. And that is because it turns over like the seal of a signet ring. So for instance, One of my sons was bar mitzvah recently, so somebody got him for his bar mitzvah present. A stamp says, Misifrei Meir Shalom Gladstein. So you look at the stamp, and you see the seal, the stamp, it's backward. The letters are backward. You say, they messed up. No, the only way to have it appear forward on the paper is if in the stamp it's backward. That's how a signet ring works. Any seal has to be backward for what is manifest through it to display forward. So there's a concept that the world as we have it is the manifestation of God's seal, but in God's version, in His seal, it's the exact backward. Rav David Cohen has a sefer, Zman Nakat. I actually was smart enough to call him up and ask him about it, and Rav David Cohen told me he has a sefer on it. And Rav David Cohen was very kind, and he sent me the sefer Zman Nakat. Now, Zman Nakat stands for Zram Mayed Nashim Nezikin Kachim Taharos. Zman Nakat is a mnemonic to help remember the six Siddurim. And he brings many, many examples in the Tarsha Baal Peh, where the way things appear in the Tarsha B'chsav is the exact opposite as how it's recorded in the Tarsha Baal Peh. He quotes Ba'or Hameir, Dvarim, Rosh Hashanah, Dvei Amaschav, Hine, Pasach, Tzeirufim, Sheyirtza, V'yoysiyos HaMachshava, Nikra, Tanya, Uchsharoitza, Lagaz, Machshavta, Lezulasa, Azay, Mishapich, Hatsirav, Tanya, Shebesayde, Machshava, Besayde, Choysam, Ha, Mishapich. Here are a few examples. We know that if you cause an injury to your Eved, and you knock out his blank, he goes free. What would cause an Eved to go free if you knock out what? Fill in the blank. No? Shein v'ayin, the tooth and the eye. That's what it says in Kedushin. Chazal and Kedushin, Chav Dalet. Shein v'ayin. Yeah, but that's not what it says in the Pasuk. V'chiyake ish es ein avdoi. Or v'shein. At first it says ayin in the Pasuk and then shein. Then Rav David quotes one of his balabatim, Rav Aryeh Victor, that we always know that there are two situations of abusing a woman, oynes u'mafata, oynes u'mafata, we always talk about oynes u'mafata, and in the Chumash it always says, mafata before oynes. We always know that if you steal a sheep or a cow, you pay dalet v'hei, dalet v'hei, dalet v'hei. That's never what it says in the Chumash. In the Chumash it says, Chamisha Bakar and Arbat Soin. It always says hey and then Dalet. The exact opposite. Why is it that the Chachamim always flip around the order of what it says in the Chumash? In the Chumash it says Ed Adoimi and Mitzri, and in the Yevamis it says Mitzri v'Adoimi. Another example. In the Mishnayis, Amoinu Moyav, Amoinu Moyav, Amoinu Moyav. Yeah, but Moyav was born first. So it's the exact opposite. First you have Masechta. First you have Masechta Nazir, and then you have Masechta Soita. Yeah, but in the Chumash, first you have Soita, and then you have Nazir, and Rashi and Chazal even ask, why does the Nazir follow the Soita? Because someone who sees the Soita Bekol Kula, Yazar Atzmei Min Hayayin. Another example, we know there are matnas aniyim. We have leket shikham peya, leket shikham peya, leket shikham. Yeah, but that's not the order of the Torah. The order of the Torah is peya, leket, and shikha. Another one, and no jokes about this one. First comes kedushin, first you marry a woman, and then comes gerushin. You can't divorce a woman before you're married. So why is masechta gittin before masechta kedushin? Right? No jokes, please. But in other words, why are the Masechtas in the opposite order? So these are very interesting discrepancies. Ayin v'shein. You have oynes u'mafata, amon u'mayav, mitzvi v'adoymi, leket shikham peya. Gittin v'kedushin. Why? What's the reason? Who are our avos hakadoshim? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Great! Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So why in Pirkei Avos is it Ashlosha Dvar Ma'il Ma'imir Ala Torah Ve'al Avoid Ve'al Gmilas Chasadim? Torah is Yaakov, Avoid is Yitzchak, Gmilas Chasadim is Avram. Why flip it around? Another discrepancy. In Zvachim we find Chatos always comes before Oila. Even though the Oila is brought before the Chatos. Here's another interesting. So the answer is, says Rav David Kayin, these are all examples of Choymer HaMishapich, that the way things appear to us is the exact mirror image of the way it is written on the seal of God. So if on God's seal it's written one way, the way it's understood and recognized by us is the polar opposite. By the way, says Rav David Kohen, this would answer the one of the famous questions in the Haggadah. We have the Makos, Dam Sfardei, Akinamar of Devar, Shchin Bar, Arba Chajaras Bukharos, and Rabbi Yehuda Hayanoisin Mehem Simanim. What are they? The Tzach Hadash Biachav. Question, this is not rocket science that I need a mnemonic to remember the Makos. The Tzach Hadash Biachav, everybody in their third cousin knows Dam Tzfardeya, Kinim Aroy, Dever, Shchin Barad. I mean, this is not complicated. Why do I need a mnemonic? You know why? Says Rav David Kohen, because you would think if it appears this way in the Torah, then the way it happened is the exact opposite. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no. The way it's written here, that's the way it happened. The Tzach Hadash Biachav. But I need a mnemonic, otherwise I might not have known the way that it happened. By the way, another example. First it says, take the Dalet Minim and then sit in the Sukkah. And the Masechta Sukkah, it's the exact opposite. And now we come to two of the greatest illustrations of this concept. Parshas Ekev. God said to me, Moshe said, carve out two luchos, like the first ones, and come up to the mountain and make a box. So Hashem tells Moshe, number one, make luchos, number two, make a box. So what did Moshe do? I made a box, and I made two luchos. Moshe, what's going on? God told you, make the luchos and make a box. So Moshe said, I made a box, and then I made the luchos. Says the Maskil of David. Now, I've been to Har HaZeisim over the last 3 years, three times. Finally, on my third time, I found the kever of the Maskil of David. Rav David Pardo, I went with Josh Wanderer, and we finally found the kever of the Maskil of David. Check it out on Torah Anytime. We have a nice clip on the Maskil of David. Beautiful background overlooking the Temple Mount. Says the Maskil of David, God told him, make the luchos and make the box. Why did he flip it? V'taymada, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Lei, P'sol T'chila V'achakach V'yosisa. You know why, says the Maskil of David. That's the secret of the Chosam HaMishapech. If God says, do A and then do B, the way you follow orders is you do B and then you do A. That's how you do it. Says the Maskil of David, the same thing, the same way and approach that I explained the episode of Moshe and Bezalel. So now we're barking up a good tree over here. Maybe this would explain the manner in which Moshe conveyed the information to Bezalel and the way Bezalel fulfilled the information. Says the Maskil of David, Ulanias daiti liyashiv akol al pi mai de omer abonon. Bezalel knew how to combine the letters with which heaven and earth were created, which means the creation of the Mishkan was similar to heaven and earth. As the Medrash tells us that on the Pasuk, on the day that Moshe finished erecting the Mishkan, it doesn't say Lahakim HaMishkan, but Es HaMishkan, that when the Mishkan was built, the whole world was built together with it. Now, in the creation of heaven and earth, we find in the Zohar, in Parshas Bereishis, and also in the Oseh Rabbi Akiva, that the letters arose before God, Tashrak. I don't know what Shin Hei Samach stands for. Maybe Shehasoif Betchila Allah B'machshav L'Rosh Amim Yasadin L'Vesoif. Oh, Shehainu Soid. This is the essence of, this is the secret of, Shehainu Soid. This is the meaning. In the beginning, it arose in his mind to create the world, B'midas Hadin, and ultimately he created B'midas Harachamim, that the letters came before God backwards. And this is the secret of the seal. Sheyodea HaChosim Tzarech Lias Mahupach, so that you have to make the seal backwards so that it could appear forward. By the way, what's God's seal? What's God's signature? MS. The Soif Etevos of Bereshis Bara Elohim, Taf Aleph Mem. That's MS, but it's backward. Why backward? Because God's seal is MS, but the way it will present itself will be backward. Now like this. God told Moshe Rabbeinu on the Maisa Mishkan, and he wanted to make it from the combination of letters like heaven and earth. So God told Moshe the opposite. You know what God told Moshe? Make the kelim and make the vessels. Excuse me, make the kelim and then make the Mishkan. Again, the Ribbono Shel Olam knows the secret of the Chosam HaMishapech. He knows whatever is in his signet will be reversed. Since Moshe Rabbeinu wants, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Moshe to make the Mishkan first and then make the Kelim, he told him make the Kelim and then make the Mishkan. So that B'poyel he'll make Yase Ibcha K'poyel HaChosam. So God told Moshe make the kelim first because he wanted to make him to make the Mishkan first. And so that Moshe would understand it, Hashem communicated it to him again and Kisisa make the Mishkan first. Now Moshe did not think that Bezalel knew the secret of the backward signet ring. Moshe knew that I, Moshe, know it. And Hashem tells me, make the kelim and then make the Mishkan, because He wants me to make the Mishkan and then make the kelim. So Moshe, therefore, when he commands Kal Yisrael, he doesn't know, but Salo knows how to combine the letters to do it backwards. So he tells him straight, Amar Leke Seda Yashar, the way it should be. Meaning, what did Moshe tell Bezalel? Make a Mishkan and then make Kelim. And he was going to say, by the way, that's not really what God told me. Really, God told me make the Kelim, but I flipped it around to make the Mishkan. No, he's going to just tell him straight, make the Mishkan and I'll explain later. But Bezalel knew the secret of the turned over signet ring. And he knew if Moshe was saying make a Mishkan and then make Kelim, he's going to have to flip it. By flipping. He said, Moshe, Bezalel says, Moshe, if you told me the Mishkan and then the Kelim, I have to turn it over and make the Kelim and then the Mishkan, but that can't be correct. God could not have told you, do the Mishkan and then do the Kelim so that I should flip it, because it doesn't make sense to do the Kelim and then the Mishkan. First you make the Mishkan and the Kelim. So Moshe, I don't understand. You're telling me Mishkan and then Kelim, and then I'm supposed to flip it. I can't flip it. That doesn't make sense. So Moshe said, but Salah, I didn't know you knew the secret of the backwards signet ring. Moshe questioned very much the wisdom of the signet ring. In other words, Moshe said, I understand, you Bezalel, you knew this. You must have been in the shadow of God. Ki bevade katzivali, you should know, God commanded me, Kelim and Mishkan, so that I should flip it. Wow. So the Maskal of David says, Moshe didn't flip anything. This is what happened. God wanted him to make a Mishkan and then Kelim. However, the way God presented it in order for Moshe to do that is first make Kelim and then make Mishkan. Now Moshe didn't think Bezalel knew the secret, so he didn't tell him Kelim and then Mishkan. He said Mishkan and then Kelim, and then Bezalel said, wow, we're going to flip that. Moshe said, how do you know about flipping? Were you in the shadow of God? Now the Eisraver Rebbe, he uses a very similar approach, but he has a brilliant chap over here. He says that the letters that appear down here in this world are different than in the next world. To our Torah, it looks like God created the Torah first with a bays and ended with a lamed, but it's just the opposite. And God's signet ring, first there's a lamed and then there's a bays. It's a lev, rachmano libabai. And the proof is, says the Oiz Raver, if you look in Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, it says explicitly, by Matan Torah, it says, all the people saw the voices, how they were flipped around when they heard it. In other words, the people saw that the letters were backward from the way they heard the letters. They saw the letters in Shemayim written backward from the way they heard it. Now, why was it written backward? The answer is because the Chosam HaMishapech, what it says on God's signet ring, is just the seal, but the way it manifests to us is the opposite and the mirror image of what it says up there in Shemayim. Now, the Be'er Moshe explains as follows. He says, Nimtza Sheseder Ha'Oisiyo Shoyna Hulamala. It comes out that the secret of the letters is a little bit different above. In spirituality, first comes unclarity and then comes clarity. First comes concealment and then comes revelation. And therefore, but in the physical world, first comes revelation, then comes concealment. Our tradition of Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, above it's Tashrak. That's the Torah Shebaal Peh. Mav Raboisai, what does this have to do with Chodesh Nisan and Tishrei? It's really not supposed to, and I really didn't want to get into this, but I can't withhold from you, and maybe we're going to get into this more tomorrow. The Torah Shebaal Peh is Tashrak, the Torah Shebichsav is Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. By the way, the month of Tishrei is Midas Hadin. Tishrei, Tavshin, Reish, backward. Nisan, Aviv, Aleph Beis, forward. God thought to create the world, B'Midas Hadin, Tishrei. Instead, He created B'Midas Harachamim. Nisan. Tonight, the 25th of Adar, is the first day of creation. We now move into the realm of Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, Chodesh Ha'aviv. Moshe Rabbeinu was on the Madrega, he saw things in their source. At the root of all matters, first comes the Kelim and then the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the Davar Klali, the Kelim are more elevated. So Moshe Rabbeinu saw the side of it, the Mishkan. But Salel, on the other hand, saw it the other way, forward, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Moshe Rabbeinu says, your understanding is bitzel, it's a little bit dark. I see things ba'asbaklaria hami'ira, in a clear prism. I see the source of all light. I see things in the way they appear backward. Tashrak, you only see it forward. First the Mishkan and then the Kelim. Marv Raboisai, this should give us somewhat of an understanding of a number of anomalies in the Chumash. Number one, to Mecha V'Urecha. To us, it seems like an Urim V'Tumim. From God's perspective, the higher realm is seen at its source. Soif Maaseh B'Machshava Tchila. We see the Soif Maaseh. God sees the Machshava Tchila. So He sees to Mecha V'Urecha. To the Ribbono Shel Olam, first came the second Beis HaMikdash in Tetzaveh, followed by the first Beis HaMikdash in Parshas Emor. Shabbos Day, which is a reference to the Geula, Tikanta Shabbos Ratzisa Karbonoseh, backward. Eshrika Lahem, backward. The Geula is backward. That is why Shein Va'ayin is different. then the way it's written in the Chumash, Oines umefate nazir v'soita amoinu mayav Edom and Mitzri Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov Torah avoyde gemilas chasadim Sukkah and Dalet Minim. All of these things are illustrations of what is called the soid of the Choymer HaMishapech. This is why, even though Hashem told Moshe, make luchos and then make a box, Moshe flipped it. And this accounts for the mysterious conversation in the conveying of what comes first, the Kelim or the Mishkan. But now we move into a new realm of the world time. We move into a new dimension of time, the dimension of Chodesh HaAviv. We are now, today is the last day of what is called Tashrak. And now we move into the Chodesh HaAviv, the forward Aleph Beis. We should be Zoicha to the Geula Shlema B'Biyaskal Tzedek Meher V'Yaminu Amen. Shkoyach everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.